Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Reverend Meshwe. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. And how are you?
I'm good. It's Anastasia for Jakaranda FM News.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, they said I can call now. Are you in a good space to talk?
Yes, we can talk.
Okay. Firstly, how has the campaign been? And yeah, how are you?
The campaign has been hectic, but also fulfilling in the sense that you see people being drawn to you, people making remarks that are pleasant to hear, such as we have been watching you, you have been very consistent, and we have never heard corruption allegations against you. You are a person and a party that can be trusted. And as a result, there are a number of people who are saying, hey, we have been disappointed for the people we supported for 30 years. And because we are Christians, ACDP is our next or only option because they have proven themselves that they can live out even what they believe.
Mm. And when you communicate with people on the ground, do you get a sense of they have an understanding of the contribution that ACDP has been making in Parliament?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. There are three things that many people are beginning to know about the ACDP's contribution, which is the role we played to ensure that South African Constitution does not declare that we are a secular state. And secondly, there are those who have seen us demonstrate and saying hands off Christmas and Good Friday. So they know that it is because of the ACDP's opposition that South Africa today is not a secular state, even though some people can say that, but the Constitution of South Africa does not say we are a secular state. We are a constitutional state, not a secular state. So those who are informed, they know that it is the ACDP that managed to come out to such an outcome that we are in a constitutional state and not a secular state. And thirdly, during COVID, many people hate the noise we're making, and even so, the ACDP go to court to challenge plans to make the vaccine mandatory. Even in Parliament, I actually challenged the president when he started talking about mandatory vaccines and said people must be given a choice. You cannot force people. Those who want it can take it, and those who don't want it should not be forced. And we have messages from people who say thank you. And today I was shown a message where a gentleman said, thank you for helping me when my company was trying to force me to take the vaccine. And I'll forever stand and support and vote for the ACDP. It is a fact that we did go to court 4 or 5 times to oppose people being forced, employees being forced. We even went to CCMA and won some cases at our expense to assist people who were being forced to take the vaccine. So people are realizing that even though we did not publicize much what we have done and what we have been doing, but people are aware of what the ACDP has done. And those who are aware are saying, well, that's where our vote will go to.
That's great. And I know that a lot of people have criticized ACDP around various issues, but I want us to focus on the latest one, which is the position that the party has taken around the Palestine and Israel war. Are you not worried that the position that the party has taken may somehow affect the results of what's going to happen at the polls?
Well, people appreciate honesty. And those that that appreciate honesty realize that we are not taking the position that the majority people are taking, because we are not crowd pleasers. And again, I always say, we are not like dead fish. You know, dead fish will follow any streams. Any stream, whatever direction it takes, dead fish will follow. But a live fish, a fish that is alive, it will just decide where it wants to go, and it will go against the stream. So that is what we are in the ACDP. We don't listen to the majority opinion. We do what we believe is righteous and just. Now, on this issue, we are saying, as the ACDP, everybody has the right to live or to exist. Now, when you have an organization such as Hamas saying they do not and will not allow Israel to exist, then we say, wait a minute, that is where the debate should start. If people say they don't want to allow others to exist, who gives them that authority? Whether we agree with something or not, whether we agree with you or not, nobody has the right to deny another person or another nation to exist. That is why the ACDP's position on Israel has not changed, and it will never change for as long as there are people who want to remove, who are threatening to remove them from the face of the earth. We will never agree with that. Nobody has the right to do that. Everybody must be given the chance, even though we disagree on some issues, but everybody must be given the chance to live.
Once we're still on the right to live, I'm going to give you an opportunity to also clarify the ACDP's position around the issue of abortion.
Well, it is still the same thing, the same argument. We are saying, as the ACDP, to prove that what is in the womb of a woman is a human being and not just a drop of blood, but it is a living human being in the womb. Women, or pregnant women, are expected to report to clinics every month when they are pregnant. Every month, they either go to a clinic or to a hospital, and when they go there, the nurses or the doctor will put stethoscopes on the womb, on the stomach of the pregnant person. And if you ask them what are they doing, they will tell you they want to ensure that there is still a heartbeat. The person, what is inside, still has life. So that proves that what is in the womb is a person, and nobody has the right to take the life of another person, regardless of their age and regardless of their residence. So children or babies live in the womb and they are young. So other people say because of their age, they don't have to be given the right of those that are older. And because they live in the womb, they don't have to be given the rights that are given to people who live in big houses in suburbs. And the ACDP disagrees. We say every human being has the right to live, particularly when we know this is an innocent human being.
And what are some of the main issues that you find the people on the ground want to be solved by government?
Well, number one, obviously, is the service delivery that they are crying about, lack of service delivery. People want services. You have many people who, until today, after 30 years, are still drinking dirty water, sharing water with animals. So people, obviously, are complaining about the dirty water. We are living on the Eastern in Boksburg, and yet we still have to buy bottled water because our water has discolored, our water is brownish, it shows that it's not clean. So people want water. You still have in some places pit toilets, okay? You still have people using pit latrines. That is dehumanizing and undermining the dignity of people. So the ACDP believes that everybody has the right to clean, to have the right to access to clean drinking water and have access to their dignity. And these pit latrines are undermining the dignity of the people. They complain about that. They want access. And you have those, obviously, like myself, who are upset, even though for a month we have not had load shedding. We have almost every South African who complains about Eskom that is failing people. Now, obviously, for a month, we have not had load shedding. We are not sure whether government or the ANC is solving that problem, or it's because of elections. Because imagine if at all we have elections and there's no electricity, people will vote against them, many of them. But now they say, we have solved the problem and people must support us because, and when people say there's light, then they obviously some of them will vote for them. And the issue of housing is a problem because you have many foreign nationals who are in RDP houses. And we believe as the ACDP, RDP houses should benefit the locals before they benefit foreign nationals. We want to ensure that our people whose parents have been paying tax, some of them whose relatives are still paying tax, whose parents are paying tax, they must benefit. And rather than government benefits people who have no history of being in the country, and people have been on the waiting list for many, many years. They don't get what they request. They don't get what they need because it's given what's available. It's given to people who have money and people who can bribe. ACDP is saying that is unjust and injustice, and we want that to be stopped so that our locals, our own people, will benefit first. We are not saying those who come from outside should not benefit, but we are saying there should be a waiting list. Many of our people have been on waiting list for more than 20 years. Some say 30 years. They've been on the waiting list for RDP houses. They don't get them because of corruption. So people like that are speaking to us, and we are saying to them, we will ensure that they get houses they need. Why? Because we will have a waiting list that will be made public so that everybody can see who is next, who's coming next, who's next in line, and not just see somebody just becoming your neighbor. You don't know when they were put on the list, and you know those that were on the list, but they are being ignored. So that is what we are about as the ACDP. We ensure that people get proper service delivery.
Just lastly, we are a few days away from the elections. What are you hoping to get at the polls? How many seats are you hoping for in parliament and various legislatures?
Well, many, I say many seats, definitely much, much more than triple, what we have. And then we are aiming that we would be happy if we can be in the top five. We know that there are about 50, almost 50 parties that are contesting elections. And the ACDP says we don't want to see ourselves lower than five. We want to be in the top five.
Obviously, this is based on the work that you have done on the ground.
Correct.
And
correct.
In the campaigning. How have you been able to travel to like all various provinces just to send your message across?
Well, not everywhere. We have not gone to as many places as we wanted to because of lack of resources, but many of the places where we went to have relatives. And because they have relatives, their weights and their contacts are going much further than we have as the ACDP.
Okay. Thank you so much, Reverend Maitre, for your time.
Well, thank you very much for contacting me.
I'll send the link to the team once this is slide.
Wonderful. I appreciate that. Your name again?
Anastasi. Yes.
And station?
Jacaranda FM.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Anastasi.
Thank you so much, Reverend.
Thanks. God bless. Bye.
Bye.